At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
The news update on Make It Rain.
Joe, Dane, good morning. It is Chris Pavona holding it down on the FNTSY News. Ones and twos. Yesterday was the opening of the Masters, and here are the top 10 finishers after day one. Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka sit atop the leaderboard at -4 apiece. Phil Mickelson sits alone in second at -5. Dustin Johnson and Ian Poulter tied for third place at -4. And a five-way tie between John Rahm, Justin Harding, Kevin Kisner, Adam Scott, and help me out on this one here, guys. Kiradek Afabarnan.
There you go.
Hey,
nice. Good job, dude. Very impressive.
Sorry. So Kiradek Afabarnan.
There you go.
Awesome. Okay. I'm very happy.
You're on it.
I'm very happy. Well, they're all in the five-way tie to round out the top 10 at -3 there. Other notables, Tiger Woods finished the day at -2. He sits tied just outside the top 10 with the likes of Ricky Fowler and Jason Day, among others. Bubba Watson finished the day even. Rory McIlroy and Sergio Garcia both finished at +1. And Jordan Spieth finished the first day at Augusta +3. Guys, biggest surprise out of all this?
Biggest surprise. I would think Rory only hitting 7 out of 14 fairways and shooting one over, being a 6-7-1 favorite. I think that's a little bit shocked.
Yeah,
Or Phil, who the hell
side being at 48 years old, or your boy that you can't pronounce, Bavona. You know, Afabarnan or whatever. Like, no, who is this guy? Yet he's sitting top 10 right now.
Yeah, I'm fading his ass today.
It's funny. talking about Phil Mickelson. Lefty opened with a round in the 60s at this tournament for the first time since 2010, when he shot 67 in round one and went on to win the tournament. Mickelson came into this Masters without a top 35 finish since February and just one round in the 60s at Augusta National in his last three appearances. Guys, he makes history out of this one. Most rounds of 67 or lower in the Masters history, he along with Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods, and Nick Faldo are the only guys to do it multiple times.
Yeah.
And he's free swinging. He's banging them out there. He's banging them long out there. He's throwing caution to the wind. It's a nice story. Listen, we'll see how long.
It's nice to know the course. And honestly, there isn't, some of these guys, which is why you see it on the leaderboard. Guys, there isn't, guys like Tiger and Phil, there isn't a shot on that golf course they haven't played. Like, they know every square, Adam Scott. Like, they know wherever the ball lands, they have had a shot from there at some point in the past. They know this golf course like the back of their hand, which certainly helps, which is why guys like Afabarnan, that might not work out so well for him.
And remember, our guy Colin Drew said that when he joined us on Wednesday. He said, especially because of the rain earlier in the week, guys that with experience on this course may have an advantage because some of these guys may not be able to get as many practice rounds in there. Just a little shout out to other of my guys that are at -1, Joe, sitting right there in the weeds at -1. Our guy Matt Kuchar and my guy Tony Finau at minus one, both with the potential to go low and be around at the weekend.
Yeah, and screw you there, Paul Casey, shooting plus nine yesterday. What the hell was that?
Second
dude, 100-year-old Jose Maria Olazabal shot better than you. What the hell?
Yeah, really?
Ridiculous.
What are you going to do? It's always today, though, Joe. Always today.
Burn that cock. Burn that ticket.
Well, speaking of which,
I know, we can rip that one.
Today, day two of the Masters kicks off at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. Sandy Lyle, Michael Kim, and Patton Kizer. Again, I'll try and get that one.
Kizer, nice.
Kizer, thank
it.
You.
Yep.
They tee off at 8:30. Some notables. Bubba Watson tees off at 10:31 a.m. At 10:53, we get Phil Mickelson at 11:04 a.m., Jordan Spieth and Brooks Koepka, and Tiger Woods will tee off at 1:49 p.m., and Rory McIlroy will tee off at 2 p.m. Of course, like I said, all times are Eastern Standard here. Guys, we got some NFL news. The New York Jets signed former Baltimore Raven and Green Bay Packer running back Ty Montgomery on Thursday. According to Adam Schefter, the deal is for 1 year. He will be probably an excellent backup to Le'Veon Bell. And hopefully, Dane, you would think that he would be a good pass catcher out of that backfield.
He's going to be a good pass-catching option, and that looks like it's the stable that Adam Gase wants to build out of the backfield. Lev Bell, we know what he can do in the pass game. Ty Montgomery, Elijah McGuire also there. It looks like that's the kind of back that Adam Gase wants in the offense. Other NFL news, we saw news out of Leonard Fournette, obviously, getting arrested. And Sterling Shepard got paid. By the way,
Sterling
guys,
Shepard
the
got
number
paid.
One receiver for the New York Giants.
4 years, $47 million.
Shepard got paid. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's another thing that he can thank the Patriots, because apparently the Patriots were trying to trade for him, and the Giants were like, yep, no, we're going to pay him. That's it. Let's do that. Every
that
time the Patriots open their mouth, about somebody on the Giants end up either trading him or paying for him. So.
Yep, Golden Tate was another example of those, right?
All right, guys, next hour I should have a few more stories about Kyler Murray, the NBA. The Mariners did some something historic yesterday, but for now I am Chris Bavona. It's Friday. I want me some tacos.
Can't eat today, though. No tacos.
That's good, Ryan.
Fish
good
tacos,
Friday.
Buddy. Fish tacos.
Good call.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar, bills, y'all.
Just to confirm, Good Friday is next Friday, right? Is that, I think? Right, it's next Friday. Okay.
Right.
Messed me up there.
You know,
all right,
cool. I'm hiding Easter eggs next Sunday, you know?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I just wolfed down a Taco Bell taco before we went on air here, which is probably why I feel like I'm going to throw up any second, but didn't realize. I thought it was, all right, next Friday, Good Friday. Welcome in, by the way. It is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri, Chris Bavona with the sweater and the taco breath there, back at the studio doing all sorts of wonderful things there in the pit of misery. And we're excited here. Hour number two coming your way. We'll talk a little bit about what we witnessed in Major League Baseball yesterday, as that was the 2 week anniversary since the start of the season, 2 weeks into 2019. NHL playoffs last night. We had the final series that game ones were under the belt, and the favorites 2-1 last night. Of course, Capitals taking it down. The offending champion Capitals -150 taking down the Hurricanes. Calgary Flames, big favorite, actually the biggest favorite of the night, -210. Blank the Avalanche 4-0. Avalanche, a lot of people pissed off that the Avalanche were even in the NHL playoffs. Kind of feel like they are the because of the way the format is, that this is the worst team to make the playoffs and probably shouldn't be there. They also, both of those teams covered the puck line. Interesting enough. And of course, the Maple Leafs with the dog of the night, +125, taking on the Bruins. Unders 2-1 last night. First period overs 2-1 last night. And maybe the biggest interesting part about last night, where I know there was a lot of hype around the Hurricanes. And it was funny. We had a chance yesterday afternoon to talk to one of the best NHL cappers, our friend the Prez from Wager Talk. I talked to him yesterday afternoon, and he had told me, watch the Capitals here. Yes, everyone loves the Hurricanes, and the Hurricanes have played extremely well late in the season. We get it. You know, the Hurricanes' hair has been on fire over the last month because they were fighting to get into the playoffs, while Washington, much like Tampa Bay, kind of kind of coasting, you know, hadn't played any really crazy, meaningful hockey. But he said, don't think the Capitals are going to forget that last year they went down 2-0 to the Blue Jackets to open up the series and open up the playoffs. He says, I can promise you that's not going to happen this year. And sure enough,
their foot on the gas.
They kept their foot on the gas. So some good stuff. I got other nuggets from him, too. We'll share about the NHL playoffs coming up on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $33.99 and get a $15 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Plus, you'll earn double O Rewards points during O Rewards Member Appreciation Month only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Listen to what Chris says about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
It's a tournament like none other, guys. It is the Masters, and it is Make It Rain here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Happy Friday. Congratulations. You've made it through another week. Got to try to end the week on a high note, make it a profitable week one day at a time. And some of you, from what I've been reading on Twitter and social media here, it's kind of been an up and down week as you're trying to get your footing there in the grind that is Major League Baseball from a sports investing standpoint. Some of you dabbled a little bit in games 81 and 82 in the NBA this week, trying to figure out who's going to play, who's not. Of course, you got some series totals we talked about in the NBA. Those playoffs are starting tomorrow. And then, you know, the NHL playoffs are in full swing. So it's important to head into the weekend. This is where a lot of the money is going to be made for you because of the fact that the NBA will be back on tomorrow. You'll have a lot of games. You'll have some live betting options. You've got some, it's a tough thing betting series odds and any type of future. It's a tough thing for the recreational bettor to swallow having to lay the money out and then not having an instant answer right away within 24 hours and go, what am I going to wait for the money? But there is actually a couple of series bets right now. For instance, the NHL, we saw the upset of all upsets, right? We watched Tampa, who won, you know, pretty much it seems like every damn game this year. They ended up getting losing a 3-0 lead in the third, losing to the Columbus Blue Jackets at an unbelievable number. Now, keep in mind that they were their series odds to beat Columbus were close to 480, minus 480, 475, 480. It was a huge number. And this is what I love about the NHL playoffs, too, is the recency bias and the total overreaction by the public.
Right.
Well, you know, yesterday and that the series odds now for Tampa to come back and win this series were cut more than half, minus 190 now for the Tampa Bay Lightning to beat the Columbus Blue Jackets. Now, what changed outside of blowing game one? But like, what has changed that all of a sudden? And this is what you got to keep an eye on. Same thing with Pittsburgh and the Islanders, and we'll talk about that. What the hell has changed since they were up the final 7 minutes of the third? Mm-hmm. What has changed exactly with the Tampa Bay Columbus matchup here that you would lose more than half of the value of the Tampa Bay Lightning in a bet? So I jumped all over it yesterday because those are the types of things after game ones like we just witnessed. If you're going to play some series odds here, you're talking about minus 450 to minus 480 to now minus 190 because they lost game one. We are talking about a team that set every record known to mankind here with the Tampa Bay Lightning, the best NHL team we've seen in a long time. And you're telling me that at a buck 90 there, I'm good. I'm going to bank on Tampa pulling it together. It probably is the best thing that could have happened to them because – same thing, you know, what the Prez was telling us yesterday from Wager Talk is that they hadn't played any meaningful hockey in months. They kind of just coasted. They, you know, they had everything wrapped up 60 days ago. Everybody knew this. So the best thing that could have happened to Tampa was they got their asses handed to them. They lost. And now it's like, okay, all right, enough. Kind of they were up a 3-0 early in that game and they kind of went, you know, in coast mode. And guess what, guys? There is no more coast mode. So I jumped on him, Dane, and I don't know if you keep an eye out, too. I don't know what those odds are going to do today, but a lot of that is because the public goes, uh-oh, Tampa's in trouble. Tampa's not in trouble, guys, okay? It's gonna go Tampa Bay's way. So I jumped all over it there, but it's the reasoning and the rationale behind it. You have to ask yourself, what the hell changed, Dane, in 48 hours that the odds would drop to minus 190?
Yeah, I think that's a great call. We say it all the time, right? We talked about it when the New England Patriots are 2-2 after Kansas mm-hmm. City, you know? Like, that's a great time to get them. I'm hoping, you know, in the same theory, I'm hoping the Golden State Warriors lose game one, you know, against the Clippers, right? So I can just try and get better odds. I am looking for those inefficiencies because of the public, because of the recency bias. I was going to go a different way. I loved your idea on the series price. I was going to look straight up, Joe, at the Lightning just tonight to win, you know, and because, you know, they got caught game one. Yep. Yes, they're a far better team than Columbus, but they know they can't go down 2-0 and then have to go on the road. Then they're in legit kind of trouble, right? So to me, it means like, you know, that kind of like they must win kind of thing. But when the talent is also there, when the offensive prowess is also there, I would not be surprised if the Lightning truly put it on Columbus tonight. Remember, the Columbus goalie has also something like given up 3 or more goals in like 15 straight games. His goals against average is like 3.8. I'm all over the Lightning to bounce back tonight. I'd lay the number.
Yeah, and you got to be careful with those that whole bounce back situation, especially in the Islanders Penguin series, because a lot of people are using that rationale. I've heard yesterday, like, okay, the Islander, you know, it's the Penguins, and you know, it's going to be good. They outshot the Islanders 37-24. You know, this is a perfect bounce back. Well, you know, keep in mind that. Going into that, the odds told us that Vegas really, this was a coin flip game. This is a coin flip series. And nothing really has changed outside of the Islanders won the game. Congratulations. But for as far as moving the needle, it doesn't mean the Islanders have any better chance or Pittsburgh has any better chance in this game statistically than they did last game. So, you know, what happens is some guys will just, they'll run to the booth, they'll go ahead and play that and go, it's a guaranteed. But listen, we watched Washington lose the first two games last year. A lot of people had that same concept. So, you know, Tampa is not the Pittsburgh Penguins Islanders. Tampa's Columbus. Tampa is by far a much better team than Columbus. So the chance of Tampa, I do think their comeback chances and bouncing back are a hell of a lot greater. But Pittsburgh Islanders, those of you that are going to do that whole, oh, Pittsburgh will bounce back here, be very careful. It's a 50-50 coin flip series to begin with. And thinking that Pittsburgh somehow now is due or they're going to, that's a risky proposition when you come to games with teams like they're pretty evenly matched. I don't think Tampa and Columbus are evenly matched.
Also, Joe, Tampa's at home. You know, yes, Pittsburgh exactly. would have to bounce yes. back on the road. That's a much yeah. different proposition. You know, Pittsburgh, like, quote unquote, stole game one on the road. Right. You know, so the idea of them bouncing back, they may have already got the one they won. They're going to get back to Pittsburgh. You know, yep. Tampa, however, you know, they need this one so that they don't go down 2-0-2 and then have to go to Columbus. I like Tampa to win tonight, big time. Mm-hmm. I might even think the money line is live, and I may lay the juice because yep. Tampa's winning tonight, in my opinion.
And one last note here on the NHL playoffs, those of you looking for an edge somewhere, after the game ones now, all in the books here of all the series, home road teams, home versus away, 4-4 straight up. So there's the underdogs are 4-3. The Pittsburgh, New York closes a pick 'em. The overs, by the way, 4-3-1. So anybody that loves the whole first period over underline, a lot of people made a lot of money this year betting that. That also is 4-4. So as you can start to see here, these are when you get to the playoffs in the NHL like this, it's a lot of this is a coin flip. So and I think what we're seeing after game ones from around the league is that it's 50-50. You know, home ice is nice, but there's no significant edge so far after these games going, oh, boy, you know, it's good to be home. It's nice, and I love the idea that, oh, my, the place is going to be rocking. Well, of course it's going to be rocking. It's like, you know, it's like all of these guys just spent an entire season playing in games that are going to be rocking. So it doesn't play as big a role, the home away. And statistically, it tells us it's not. If you get to a game seven, then you might want to look at that a little bit differently. But certainly early on in the playoffs, the chance of the underdogs doing the most damage probably within game one or two make it the easiest way to go. But I love the Tampa Bay Lightning. I like them bouncing back tonight, like you said. And I love their new series odds, -190, because the whole world changed after they lost the last 7 minutes of the third period. I love when markets overreact, man. That's where
people thought the Lightning were going to sweep so they could still win the next four games. You know what I mean? Like, what does it change? The independent trials.
Yeah, cha-ching is what's going to change over there. We just got Tampa in a series at a much better number than we did to begin with. Unbelievable. All right, latest on the Masters coming up next.
Scout Fantasy Sports.
I lean towards it being juiced. This kind of is reminiscent of 2017, and you just see some swings, and you're like, really? How'd that ball get out? So, yeah, is the pitching not as good, too? Yeah, you can look at that, and a lot of the aces so far have really not performed well, so maybe they're a little bit behind as some of these guys have not gotten the innings in the spring, but it certainly feels like the ball is juiced again.
Weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
The Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is New Jersey's local, trusted sportsbook featuring a Vegas-style betting menu of parlays, props, and much more. Watch every game on their new 75-foot HD video wall. Already a trusted name in entertainment, Monmouth Park is now your best bet for wagering on all the big games. So get in on the action. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
Oh, boy. Lightning. Tampa Bay Lightning. Very nice. Impressive, Bavona. Very, very impressive. Welcome in here. Let's make it rain for you on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Here's Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. And guys, it is Friday. We are excited. We've got round two action coming your way for the Masters. And the big storylines, of course, after day one, is Tiger Woods in contention, shoots a 70. Brooks Koepka obviously feeling much better than people gave him credit for heading in. Rory, the favorite, not so great. One over here has got some catching up to do here today. But the numbers, I think, are the most staggering here when you look how it's breaking down. Not only in the last 13 years, we had told you that over the last 13 years, the champion of this came from first round, whoever finished in the top 10. The, you know, top 10, first round, that's where your champion is coming from. But even further, if you go back to the entire history of the tournament, the first round position, first through fifth, almost 60% of your tournament winners, the history of the Masters has come from being either one through five. Six through 15, 30%. Outside the top 15, the history of the Masters, your champion has only showed up from there 12% of the time. So I think when you look at the numbers, Dame, when you look at today, the guys that are in the top 10, really, that's where you've got your best shot at figuring out where the champion is. But the good news is throughout the history, if you are a Rory McIlroy and you are one back right now, one over rather, it's not like it's never happened before, but if it's going to happen, it's probably going to happen with one of the world's number one or number two player, right?
Right.
Somebody like a Rory McIlroy or somebody
that, yeah,
like a Tiger Woods. And, you know, you would mention, what are some of the tee times here today that we've got going off with a lot of these top 10? Where are they as far as that on where they go? Early, late, we're expecting rain showers throughout the day. Where are we on that?
So, you know, if you subscribe to the theory that as the weather deteriorates throughout the day, that it's going to be tougher for those guys to go out later, that is bad news for Tiger Woods, who goes out in the second to last group along with John Rahm. Those are two guys that are in contention that will be going out real late, you know, so it's bad for them on that. Rory is in the absolute last group, Joe, you know, that goes out at 2 o'clock. along with Ricky Fowler. They go out at 2 o'clock, so it doesn't set up well for them. On the flip side, the guys that are in the top where, if you believe going out on the earlier side today helps, right, then it's the guys we were talking about. Listen, Phil goes out at 10:53. The group right before that, it has Dustin Johnson and Bryson DeChambeau in it. They go out at 10:42 on the early side. And then right after Phil is the group that has Brooks Koepka in it at 11 o'clock. So out of those, you know, if you want to take the idea of the top 10 setting it up to be good and the idea that the weather is going to make it tougher for the guys who go out late today, it sets up for Brooks Koepka, it sets up for Phil, it sets up for DeChambeau, and it sets up for DJ. Those four guys who are already, you know, strokes ahead of people may have a chance to go out early and put up a good number.
Yeah, it's got to keep an eye on that. And it's one of the, we were talking last hour about some of the pleasant surprises after round one. There were some shocking guys that didn't play as well as we thought, but there are some guys that actually played a hell of a lot better than we thought as well, including lefty here, Phil Mickelson, yeah. And here is what he had to say about his opening round of 67 there yesterday at the Masters. Gotta love that.
I hit really good drives on all four of them. You know, I hit it way down there and had irons in all of them, so that makes it a lot easier. I was able to get it on three of the surfaces and just have about two putts, which again makes it easier. But like I say, if I drive the ball reasonably straight, I should play pretty well because I'm moving it out there pretty good.
Yeah, and he really was, and I think that's the key because Rory McIlroy only hit 7 of 14 fairways off the tee. Yeah, that's a problem. That's mm-hmm. As you can see there, and that's why Phil. And maybe the interesting part about what he said there is a lot of his tee shots were 3-wood. They weren't driver, and okay. That's always been, right? At 48 years old, maybe Phil's finally starting to come around and realize there's probably no need to go ahead and rip out the driver, dude, if you can't keep it in the damn fairway. So he's being very tactical here. And, I mean, how great would it be, right? Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson on a Sunday. And I just got the latest weather report, too, by the way. Sunday, there's going to be 25-mile-an-hour winds on the golf course. They are anticipating 25-mile-an-hour winds here. Like, oh, my word. But, listen, I mean, all goes well. How great would it be, Dane, for golf to have Phil Mickelson, you know, have, let's see, even, hell, Royal McIlroy at this particular point, if he can make the comeback. And you've got Tiger and Phil. That would be so tremendous. The ratings would be absolutely through the roof. This could shape up to be one of the, you know, Ricky Fowler trying to win his first. I mean, right now there are storylines shaping up here that could make this probably one of the most watched Masters tournaments in the history of the sport here. And that's saying a lot given what we've had in the past with Tiger. But I think this could be, Tiger fans will come out of, they'll come out of the closets, man, going, oh my word. If he is in the top five, top seven going into Sunday, what do you think those ratings will be like?
Yeah, they'll be great, you know, if Tiger's in red on Sunday. And I mean the red shirt, you know. Yes. But yeah, but here's the other thing. Here's the storyline that I'm looking at also. You know, Joe, you talk about Tiger, you talk about Phil, you talk about some of these names you know. But there's a lot of kids on the come up too, Joe. And that's what I'm looking at. You know, some of these young guns that are, you know, striving to take over, you know, that are in contention. When you talk about a kid like, when you talk about Jon Rahm, when you talk about DeChambeau, when you talk about, you know, our guy Brooks Koepka, these are all guys in their mid-20s pretty much, you know, Ricky even involved. You know, this idea, you know, we have the Phils, we have the Tigers, but we talk about the game being in great shape because there are so many of these kids that can represent the game. And so that's part of what I'm looking at, you know, also the DeChambeaus, the Koepkas, the Fowlers of the world, the Jon Rahms of the world. Could one of these young guys really announce themselves this weekend? That's one of the things I'll be looking at, along with that weather, because it sounds like some of these early guys need to go out there and have a working margin, because who knows what can happen on Sunday. That makes me feel like our bet that the winning total might be minus 12 or lower makes me feel a little bit all right with that one, despite the minus sixes that are already on the board.
I got to tell you, it's amazing. We just did it here, right? 10 minutes. We just talked about all of the people yesterday, right? Some of the best storylines, some of the, the unfortunate playing, and yet neither one of us mentioned Dustin Johnson, who quietly went out there once again and threw, didn't have a bogey all day, shot quietly a four under par, went about his business, and yet, and it's just not us. I mean, it's listening to all of the pundits and listening to all the coverage here, like, we seem to forget just how good. It's amazing to me, too, because he's got one of the hottest wives I think anybody's ever seen before in Paulina Gretzky.
Daughter, right?
This is a dude. He's a good guy. He's just a, he's a huge presence. I mean, you think Kupka's big. You know, Dustin Johnson's a big dude, too. But quietly, he's out there. Here he is at four under par, and nobody's talking about him, which deep inside I'm going, uh-oh. Could this be the time where he finally gets off and actually pulls off that grip? Because he's been in contention here before and has melted on Sunday. But my word, Dustin Johnson, guys, can we not forget about him?
Yeah, I mean, you want to fly under the radar as much as possible, right? And that's part of the reason they were talking about this with Brooks Koepka before, that like he almost, you know, he uses that as a little chip on his shoulder, but it's probably a good thing that he's not, you know, talked about all the time or having media demands on his time, you know what I mean? So he can get into the gym and bench press that 225 like he does, right? But now if we got Dustin Johnson flying under the radar, listen, under the radar is the best place to be, you know, because as we know, when the pressure builds on a Sunday, we talk about sphincters getting tight all the time, Joe. And the more time when you fly under the radar means you ain't got that pressure on you. So Dustin Johnson's sitting pretty at minus four also,
Yeah, and from a betting perspective now, some of the odds on some of these guys here, Dane, you know, John Rahm, three under par. He's now 12 to one. All right. Which is just, I think, a little bit better now than what he what it was to open up the tournament. But again, he's a guy that if you liked him beginning, or maybe you might have left him off of your plays because you're like you like too many other guys instead. He is definitely a guy that he looked very focused yesterday. You got to love his game. In the last four Masters rounds, by the way, the last four, including last year, he is 17 under after the final, the last four rounds that he has played here. He seems to have figured something out on this golf course. So at 12 to 1, if you didn't play a ticket on him, you may want to jump in there right now and lock yourself in some John Rahm at three under. I didn't play Tiger, but he's now at 10 to 1. And we all know Tiger has done really well in this tournament when shooting 70, which is what he shot yesterday. So if you didn't play him, if he was an afterthought, maybe 10 to 1 might be a time for you to jump on Tiger. Who knows? I still don't think it's going to happen, but you know, some guys will be there. But I like Ricky too, and I didn't play Ricky early on. He's at 2 under and he is at 14 to 1, so if you didn't like him moving into this tournament, or you were like, you know what, it's maybe a little too chalk, 14 to 1 is still a pretty good number for a guy that this could work out for him. And I don't, did you play Molinari?
No, I didn't have Molinari in there. You
we
know,
had talked about him,
point,
right?
We had talked about him. But at some point, you know, I'm not going to cover 15 golfers. You know what I mean? Because then that's that idea. Remember, Joe, sometimes you could hit and still lose, you know? So I kept it to five or six guys. And Molinari is one that I considered.
20 to 1 now, man. 20 to 1. This is a guy I may want to look. Yeah, that's a nice number for a guy like Molinari, who's one of the best ball strikers on tour. So I might just have to play more money now. Now I'm going to have 9,000 Masters bets. This is awful.
Play more out there?
Awful. Ridiculous.
Big risk.
All right. Major League Baseball recap coming up.
Improve visibility and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Plus, earn double points during Old Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Ensure clear vision in any weather and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
All right, guys, definitely want to invite you to tune in to Calling the Shots with our good friend Keith Irizarry on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. That happens weekdays, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Keith is great. He'll take you around the whole sporting world. He'll check in on some live game action for you. Plus, he's got a daily stream of some great guests that you can hear from. And if you're able to watch the show and not just listen, then we would definitely encourage you to catch the video feed live or on demand on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network YouTube page or any of your favorite streaming providers. It's called Calling the Shots. It's with Keith Irizarry on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network and Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page. It's weekdays from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Just more great content that we provide to you guys every day of the week here, whether it be from the sports investing side, from the daily fantasy side, from the year-long fantasy side. Some great stuff coming your way live each and every day from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. And nothing like ending the night with Keith and the calling the shots there on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Calling our own shots here on Make It Rain as we try to make sure that you kind of even things out. If it's been a rough week, there's plenty of opportunities, sports investing opportunities coming up, including top of the hour, we'll bring in our good friend Jay, the Sports Keg CEO. Yeah. Our UFC master. You want to talk about making money? Every time this guy has come on the show to break down these UFC matches, he has delivered for us. He'll do it again, as the card, from what I understand, is phenomenal this weekend. Finally, it doesn't seem like it's being held at a Motel 6 in Wichita, Kansas. Right. So there does look to be, it's not as watered down as it has been in the past. So coming up after the top of the hour, we'll go ahead and talk to Jay and get his thoughts there. Major League Baseball, haven't had a chance to touch base on that. Interesting day yesterday. Of course, you had a lot of teams that they had some spot starters come up there. You had some teams trying not to get swept. You had some mismatches. You had some new series starting. It was an interesting night, but of course, all eyes really were on the Boston Red Sox, and especially Red Sox fans just nail biting going, are they going to win a deal? Like, all right, now they've got to win, right? I mean, that was the big thing yesterday. Like, all right, listen, I get it. You know, they're home again. Eovaldi is much better at home than he is on the road. Like, they've got to win here, right? Yeah, well, they won. Good news. Bad news is, oh, my word. If you were like me laying the 190 last night going, yeah, they're going to win. And then all of a sudden they go down 5-0 early on. It was not a happy night. I got to tell you, there was nothing pleasurable about finally cashing that because they won in the bottom of the ninth. But it sucked. You know, it's all part of the journey, too, there, Dane. Like, I don't want to have to do that. Like, honestly, I couldn't eat. I wanted to throw up. I was like, I cannot believe I bet on this damn team. And then they eventually win it. But there's no joy in there because you ruined it for me, Red Sox. You absolutely ruined it. But the good news is at least the bats and the hitting started to come around for the Red Sox. But I'm still worried about their pitching, man.
Yeah, and you should be. You know, this idea. We were just talking in the last segment about how, you know, Phil was evolving a little bit, hitting three wood instead of driver, right? And I made the point earlier in the week, Joe, that that might be what Chris Sale has to do. If his velocity drops, right, he may have to be more of a pitcher than a thrower, working the changes and the sliders, right? But I hear you. You know, the Boston's pitching is still an issue to me. And let me tell you something. Craig Kimbrell, Dallas Keuchel, they are not walking through that door based on the kind of financial situation that that organization is in. So, yes, it's still kind of the sky is falling for the Boston Red Sox, regardless of if Rafael Devers can hit a game-winning, you know, single for you and Red Sox fans yesterday. And by the way, Joe, you know, we got our poll question up today, and it kind of talks about, you know, some of the things early on that we're seeing in the Major League Baseball season. Our poll question, Joe, is, you know, which has been the most pleasant surprise of the early Major League Baseball season? There are four of the six divisions, Joe, have teams in first place right now that you never would have thought of. In the AL East, you got the Tampa Bay Rays, your Tampa Bay Rays. In the AL West, the Seattle Mariners are something like 12-3. You got the Fathers, my Fathers, in the National League West, looking like they're going to win more than 65 games. Or what about the Metropolitans in the NL East? You know, you got the Mets, Padres, Mariners, Rays, all in first place. Which one would you say, Joe, has been the kind of biggest surprise and the most pleasant surprise so far?
You know, I figured the Mets were going to be decent because of the pitching, but I'm not expecting the kind of offensive output that we have seen from them, and the kind of way that they're actually winning these games is kind of is impressive. And I didn't give them enough credit to going what's on, because I do think, unlike other years, I think they have the ability, if healthy, I think they can sustain this kind of play continuing moving forward. I mean, last year they started 11-1, and then I think they only won 5 games in June or something. It was something obnoxious. But I do think that, yeah,
I'm looking at
the Mets, and you know, I know a lot of people might say the Mariners. You know, I thought the Rays were going to be good. The Mariners, we kind of knew they could hit, but they kind of there. I still think the Mariners are going to be like what the Mets were last year. A lot of people talking about them early on. I do think the sky is going to come falling down on the Mariners, but the Mets, I think finally they're going to be able to sustain this level. And I didn't give them enough credit to contend in the East, but I do think they have what it takes to be able to do that.
Yeah, Seattle Mariners getting 49% of the vote right now, Joe. If people want to make their voices heard, check it out at FNTSY Radio, at Joe Ranieri, at Spittin' Speeds. The Mets got 32% of that vote. The Mets, however, Joe, listen, fourth in the majors in runs scored, fourth in the majors in batting average. Conforto, Ramos, McNeil. The Mets have 4 of the top 10 in batting average. Remember last year, Jacob DeGrom was like, there was a stretch we had a 0.7 ERA for 10 games, and the Mets went 2-8 in those games. If they get the
run Alonzo?
Support,
how about that dude?
Peter Alonzo killing it as rookies. Like, they got a lot of young kids, you know. Think about it. Alonzo, Conforto, Ahmed Rosario, Brandon Nimmo, you know, J.D. Davis. They have some young names that are trying to develop with this team. And obviously, they got the young power arms as well. The Wheelers, the Syndergaards, the Mets. DeGrom is, you know, under 30 as well. If those Mets pitchers stay healthy, and with the Mets, the kind of health and training staff has always been an issue. But if DeGrom, Syndergaard, Wheeler, and Mets all make, you know, 30 starts and these bats keep going, they're going to get Cespedes back in the second half of the season likely as well. They might be able to maintain.
Heads up also, I know a lot of people that looked at that division and they had talked about them, but the Cardinals just quietly swept four games from the Dodgers at home, mashing the ball, taking care of business. And by the way, the Dodgers were 8-2 going into that series over there. And now all of a sudden they're 8-6. They get their asses handed to them by the St. Louis Cardinals, who went out. They got Goldschmidt. You know, people forget, too, I think, a lot like Tampa Bay, which is what I talked about in the beginning of the season. The Cardinals, once they fired Matheny, thank the Lord, because the guy's one of the worst managers, blew more. The whole reason Trevor Rosenthal is the way he is right now is because Matheny burned the guy out in a matter of 2 years, just completely destroyed him. So once they got rid of Matheny, and all of a sudden, you know, the Cardinals were one of the hottest teams in baseball last year, you know, once they ended up firing him after the All-Star break, much like Tampa Bay. And then they go out and they go, all right, we needed to add some power. Well, they went out and got some power and gold. Yeah. And now, you know, all of a sudden the Cardinals are starting to put it together. And yeah, don't look now, but the Cubs are definitely in trouble as far as I'm concerned, even though they ended up winning last night. Cubs are in trouble, but the Cardinals, to me, are the clear favorite in that division right now, even over the Brewers. Over Milwaukee. I mean, the Cardinals are playing solid baseball, and that was a red-hot Dodger team coming in there, hitting the cover off the ball, and they beat them every game, went toe-to-toe with them. So that's impressive.
Yep, I like that. You know the other thing I'll say also? If the Cardinals are there in mid to late July, they'll make a move and get whatever it is they need. You know what I mean? And so I like that about St. Louis as well. I also like the back end. I like the back end of that bullpen. You got some fireballers there and Jordan Hicks. And remember, they signed Andrew Miller also, I believe, in the offseason.
Yeah.
Which I think is very, you know, that's a big time signing. When you have a team that may be playing late in the season, being able to match up with the lefties, that sort of thing. Andrew Miller and Paul Goldschmidt, huge additions for the Cards. And, the fact that they can make that kind of statement against the Dodgers, who were hot with, you know, hitting home runs left and right, they get that four-game sweep of the Dodgers. Cardinals go to 8-5. They're going to be around all season long. I believe that the Cubs are not going to be there. I believe, and the Reds are like, you know, a nice little story. I think the arrow is pointing up. But St. Louis and Milwaukee, I think, are going to be going at it all season long down the stretch.
Yeah, it's a very awkward series, too. Yesterday ended. The whole idea of Chris and Chris Davis, it was very kind of unfortunate for the Baltimore Orioles, Chris Davis, because had to be continued to be reminded that the other Chris Davis actually can hit. Yeah, Chris with a K from Oakland can actually hit the ball, and you can't. And it was an awkward four-game series for him. It had to have been because I think Davis hit 5 or 6 home runs in the series, and poor this other guy's, you know, fly balls, and everybody is just like, yay, he hit it. Now 0 for his last 53, I believe, is what it is. Or I think he's hitless in 61 straight plate appearances. Like,
I told you, he needs to just start bunting. You know what's funny? I don't know if you know this little nugget, Joe. Chris with a K. Chris Davis with a K. Do you know that for the last 3 seasons in a row, Chris Davis has finished the season with the exact same batting average? He has hit .247 for the last 3 years in a row, Joe. And what I think is interesting is that Chris with a C right now would kill to have a .247 batting average.
That's crazy. Absolutely crazy. Yep. Quality way to get right. The Oakland A's there taking it out on the Baltimore Orioles there. Chris Davis, back-to-back multi-homer games, crazy there. And poor Baltimore Chris Davis is just happy to fly out at this point. And the Dodgers, a quick note on the Dodgers, that four-game sweep, that's the first time that has happened to the Dodgers. That is the first time they have been swept 4 times since 2010. That's saying something what happened there. But listen, the good part about Major League Baseball is, guess what? Today is a new day. All of a sudden now the Red Sox, they claw back. They avoid that 10th loss. I mean, they were looking down the barrel of a 3-10 start, and I can't imagine what might have happened in that place yesterday, what today would be like if they would have ended up losing once again. But there's some games today on tap in Major League Baseball, games that are some interesting series getting ready to go. In fact, a lot of these – you got the Angels, Cubs, a lot of interleague still going on right now. The Yankees are at home, and you know, they get that minor league team, the White Sox, which is nice. Blue Jays are our home, taking on the Rays.
You've been on Trent Thornton in his two previous starts. The Fireballer still with only a 1.69 ERA. And listen, I know you're all over the Rays, but, you know, the Rays on the road are a little bit different. Trent Thornton, an interesting maybe like a DFS play today because he's going to go probably for pretty cheap.
Yeah, he probably is. Stanek going for the Rays, but I already bet it this morning here at a short number. I think a minus 120 for the Rays. The Blue Jays can't hit. I just, you know, that's the Rays pitching is not the starting pitching of the Red Sox. I know everyone thinks the Blue Jays, that's not going to be the case there. And plus, they're coming from a day off. They had off yesterday, Tampa Bay, while not only did Toronto have to play last night, they had to travel. Now they're back playing again tonight. So interesting. Mariners, Astros. Let's see if they can continue that.
Seattle, Dodgers, I'm seeing Brewers. As a favorite.
Yeah. Dodgers, Brewers now. Yeah, Mets and Braves will continue. So interesting matchups heading into the weekend in Major League Baseball. We'll give you some of our selections as well coming up on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Roto Experts.
George, I want you to think back to 2013, 2014. The guy I'm going to mention next was considered one of the better pitchers in the league. Jordan Zimmermann, man, remember 2013, 19 wins.
We assume wins are going to be tough to come by, which they have been this year for him. He doesn't have been. Even though he's pitched so well, I guess they haven't scored for him.
Sundays, 8 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and customer projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I need someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Fantasy Sports Today.
There's nothing you can do about injury. You get hurt. The only really thing you can do is don't draft players who get hurt every year. I mean, listen, if you drafted Tulowitzki thinking he wasn't going to get hurt, I mean, come on. We all had the pool going of when he was going to get hurt. The under came in. Oh, or did it come in? I mean, hey, it was game five. Maybe it didn't come in. That's when he always gets hurt, right? So we knew Tulowitzki was going down. No one feels bad for you. Don't draft those types of players. You know, don't draft the Tulowitzki, the Ellsbury's, the guys who get hurt every season.
Saturdays, 8 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
All right, getting ready for a big final hour here. Next hour, we're going to talk good friend Jay, the Sports Keg CEO. Going to get a little UFC action, a couple of picks for you here. Nice card coming up over the weekend. Also, we'll talk some Masters. Jason Sobel, golf analyst, he'll go ahead and drop by next hour. So we'll get you covered as you head into the weekend here, trying to help you make it rain. We did talk about the Mets, of course, sitting atop the National League East right now, and things are going very well, which means that there are a number of people who are not happy with that. And they're not happy at it because there is a significant proportion of people that were hoping the Mets would suck right now. So it would give them a reason to call up Tim Tebow. And I have been against this whole circus from day one, the minute that he announced that I'm going to lead the boo, I'm going to be a baseball player. And the Mets, all of a sudden, instead of, you know, like everyone else had to do, come up, all of a sudden Tim Tebow is just given like the ticket to, hey, let's go, double A, go here. Go. And I'm like, dude, can't play baseball. Like, it just like nothing ever said he was going to play baseball ever. And I continued to have to hear people about, oh, yeah, no, it's good. Don't ever doubt him. You know, it's like all he ever does is win. It's like no, like absolutely no. And the way they fast tracked him and the way they gave him the kinds of opportunities nobody else in their right mind would get, not because he was great, but just because he was Tim Tebow, as if that was supposed to mean something. Well, guess what? Yeah. Right now, he's got 3 hits and 22 at-bats at AAA. Yeah. in your neck of the woods there in Syracuse, my friend.
Hey.
Yeah, 3 of 22. And no. That is not going to get it, my friend, especially now that they keep winning. Three, I think one right. Hit out of what? Every 7? Yeah, that's not going to happen there, guys. Right. So been a nice
year
run.
When the Mets were not contenders, you know, then and they might have called them up just to put butts in seats, you know what I mean, in September. But also, by the way, quick note, Joe, after only 2 episodes, Million Dollar Mile, executive produced by LeBron James and hosted by Tim Tebow, and after just 2 episodes, it has been bumped from its time slot.
Yeah. What a shock. Yes. Yeah. Exactly correct. Yeah. All he does is win. Well, not in baseball, not in TV. So congratulations there. Annoying me to no end. All right. Big final hour here coming your way. Let's do this on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.